Just want to talk to you about a few things that is going on in the ministry. We graduated, how many, 100 and what? How many left in the school?
I mean, 104, so 104. So 115 is going to the second year.
115, so the registration has not come in yet.
It's open Monday.
It's open Monday. I want you to know you're a part of that.
Amen.
You know, that's not a small thing, 100 something people trained for ministry. And there are instructors here, right here in the sanctuary. Also, the prison ministry have taken off. You should keep that in prayer. And then the witnessing app. Well, how many, what the, how many, 80 what? How many thousand?
It's now
82,984 people. 82,000. You recognize this is not normal. There are some other things that is going on that is powerful. The youth ministry is taking off. They're getting the building ready now. I think it's going to affect a lot of young people's lives, what they're set to do. So I want you to know there's a lot of things going on. Prayer meeting, we have over 500 people. That's not normal. I've been in ministry a long time. I remember I had 14, less than that. I remember sometimes we showed up four over there. Those type of things are very powerful. You got that many people praying at one time. On Thursday, it'd be over 500 people. It'd be over 100 in here. 100 people for prayer? In a church? I've been around. I've been in a lot of meetings. I've seen a lot of things. So it's not a small matter. The witnessing app, every now and then I speak on it. A lot of y'all are not on it. You need to get on it. I don't know if I have to have a training section on witnessing. It's very easy. Very easy. But you're going to have to not deny yourself. Now, some on the app, I don't know what they're doing. I don't ever see the name, but nobody won. I don't know why that's happening. I believe that it's selfishness. I believe people are not witnessing like they should on the app. I think we have more people saved. I think we've learned as Christians to be so convenient. We want to live convenient lives. Mm-hmm. Want God to answer us, but we want to answer Him.
Jesus.
And apostolically, I have to pioneer in these areas. I know people don't like it, but I don't care. Because I'm trying to get them somewhere.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes.
We're at the days of, if you want to go to Ephesians 4:11 through 16, lifestyle, you're going to have to yield to the Spirit of God. Some of y'all ain't told nobody nothing about Jesus the last 3 months. But yet you talk to Jesus. Talk to God. God, I want you to take care of my child and my health, my left leg. I want you to take care of it. But you never told nobody about Jesus. I'm calling you to you sit under this type of ministry. You're learning so much. I'm calling on you to let God use your anointing, your ability, your talent. You got it? See, for so long we went along just having church. What is having church? What church for? What we up here for? To get what we want? Or what God want? You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I know I slip up on you sometime. But if I be still long enough and don't get into the physical traffic, the spirit ride, if I don't talk to nobody, In old school, that's what I used to do. I start talking a lot, and you'll see a cutting edge on the spirit this morning. I didn't do much talking this morning. I only talked to God this morning. The anointing will be real strong in you this morning. And wherever your life being invaded can be corrected. Wherever your life is not producing can be corrected this morning. All right? If you have too much physical contact, you lose the spirit. You see what I'm saying? It's flesh. And to get in the spirit, you got to separate yourself and listen for the voice of God. Can't be an association. Association does not receive revelation. I want y'all to taste the presence of God. Not a ritual, not a routine, but a presence. How important God is to you this morning. You say it out of your mouth, but you don't do it in your life. Is he first? Who first in your life this morning? Who first? Who gonna be first all this week? Is he just first up in here? He's not first. Now, I know a lot of y'all committed to God and you love God, and it's my job to get you closer and get you moving in to a better position, I would call it.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
There's a word called conviction. I would always want to say that to really function in the spirit, you got to be a convict. Locked in his presence.
Yes.
And can't get out of jail.
Hallelujah.
He's always there.
Hallelujah.
Talking to you.
Yes, sir.
Religion has kept us from making proper steps. Routine and rituals and regular. But this morning, revelation want to hit this house. Permitting God to reveal himself individually to you. Once you taste that, you won't be able to live without it. Rivers will be flowing through you all the time. Rivers. If you have to force yourself in the spirit realm, you're not real. And God will not permit himself to be an occasional God. There's a present I want you to experience before you go to heaven. There's a present. There's a present. It's not just power, it's personal. Often talk about stop looking at the other person. He's talking to you. God loves you. God wants you. God want to use you. God want to touch you. God want to manifest through you. But you got to let him. This church would be running over if I just hoop and holler, scream. They'd be all up in the balcony. I don't worry about that. We need revelation. Because the only way, listen to this, the only way you're going to be reverent to God if you have revelation. You're not going to give reverence to God if you don't have revelation. Because you're regular. In your eyesight, you're regular. But when you got revelation, you know you're not regular. And you can give reverence to God and be thankful and want the best for Him. Want Him to be first. He listening? Yeah, he's here. God. He's listening. Routine. And sometimes some of y'all got to force yourself to come to church. Force yourself to pray. Force yourself to witness. But it should be a lifestyle. I'm trying to release that anointing in you this morning. I'm speaking out of love. But I'm speaking out of experience. Ooh, and I'm speaking out how good it is to be close to God. Yes. Bible said, draw nigh to God, He'll draw nigh to you. Yes. Don't miss that in this lifetime. Always be aiming to get closer to Him. Yes. Are you following me? Yes. You can do it. Look at the person next to him and tell him, you can do it. Every deliverance, I'm going to let him sing in a few minutes, I'm going to come back and preach. Every deliverance and every victory you need is in you right now. The Bible that I read says nothing is impossible. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe it. How are you going to listen this morning? You going to listen with them burdens on your shoulder? Listen with the problem you got at home? How you going to listen? Listen open. Listen so God can do something for you. Listen. You should be promoted this morning. Yes. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you should be promoted in your life by the Holy Ghost this morning. Please. I'm going to say something. It might sound a little arrogant. Please don't take my ministry lightly. You have no idea how much time is spent to bring you a fresh word. See, I'm not teaching you translations, the Amplified Bible and the NIV Bible. I'm teaching you revelation. That's a big difference. That means that it has your name on it personally. Whatever I say in you this morning, up! Your name is on it personally. Whatever come out of my mouth this morning, come out of my heart, out of my mouth, your name is on it personally in heaven. God wants to invade your life. You got to let him in. And so, you can't listen physically or sensically. You have to let the Holy Spirit help you to hear what God is saying to you. You will not hear it sensically. You will not hear it socially. There's some music they have brought in the church to keep you from hearing God. You're hearing them. All of your answers are here this morning. There's nothing God can't change. There's nothing that God can't answer. Don't take it lightly. I don't know how many people we got in this church over 90 years old. It ain't three or four. So y'all stop looking to die when you get a little 55 or 60 or 70. Shut up. That's the world's stupidity. That's not the spirit.
Come on.
How many of y'all feel a little different since I preached that? The rest of y'all wasn't here. It's a different. You're thinking different, right? You think different now. Yeah, you watch your mouth. Watch your mind. Watch it. Turn YouTube off. If you're not strong, don't watch YouTube. It'll kill you. Now, I don't want you coming here thinking you're going to a regular church. I want you to be looking for revelation every time you come here. I want you to receive something. I want you to go to Ephesians 4:11 through 16 lifestyle. See, now I'm gonna say something, and probably most of us don't know nothing about it. See, supernatural doors is always being open for the believer. That means something you couldn't do physically. Now I heard the Lord say it in my spirit, stop wondering how you're going to make it. He's talking to somebody in here. Stop wondering how you're going to make it. You already got it made. Stop worrying about what's going to happen next week. Live the day. In its fullness. Give all you got in the day. Enjoy the day. The present moment is so important in the spirit realm. You got to stay in the present. The spirit realm, you got to stay in the present. The spirit realm don't have a past and a future. The spirit realm, what I said, when the spirit realm is? In the present, right now. Right now. Now, there's no reason for you to come in a service and don't get your answer. If you're in here this morning and you think you're left out, guess who left you out? You. Stop looking to people more than you're looking to God. Stop looking to all these organizations and all this stuff they're talking about more than you look to God. God made them all. Your system try to show us that they are more stronger than God. He's in here. How can people put God on their agenda? God, you see me when I want to see you. But will you please wake me up tomorrow morning? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to say something. I don't want you to go to your head. He got some powerful people in his church. Powerful. Powerful. And you should learn like they learn. Powerful people. How can I say it, Father? God cannot be a routine. He's a revelation. He's always imparting. Look at somebody and tell them your steps are about to change. Make sure it's plural now, not step. Steps. Your steps are about to change. As Christians, we don't walk heavy enough. In the world system, the world is trying to make us walk like them, but we're more powerful than that. Confident, control, consecration, compassion. You got to know how to have compassion for a fool. Or they'll control you. We got to stop living like convicts in this world, that this world got us where we can't make it. No, we're consecrated. We're supposed to be in control. I said you're supposed to be in control. Of everything that pertains to your life, you're supposed to be in control because you got the greatest power, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Come on. I'm trying to kill these religious demons with the consecration of the Holy Ghost. Now I feel God present. I'm trying to shut up and let him sing, but somebody in your left out and you shouldn't be left out. You're left out, but you shouldn't be left out because you're a good person. You should be blessed and you should be happy. You're not going to be left out. I'm hearing the word level, or it's plural, levels. You will be able, after you leave here this morning, to step in greater levels of life on purpose and can't be stopped. So everybody on the sound of my voice online, everybody levels are about to change. Whoa, whoa. Make some noise. I was sitting in the lounge in the back praying in the Holy Ghost while you all were praying. I was looking at you too. And one of my nephews was with me, my grandson was with me. And I felt when the environment in the room changed, I said, boy, don't be nervous. I ain't look at him, but I think got strong, boy. If you're ready for me to shut up, you go ahead on home. Because you're the one going to hold us back this morning. You come here for something else. I want to hear what thus saith the Lord. I want God to address my life this morning. Add some things on to me this morning. Give me three hallelujah. If you have to force yourself to pray, or if somebody else has to force you to pray, you're not real. Just look in the mirror when you get home and say, you're not real. Lord, make me real. If you don't love to pray, something wrong with you. If you don't love, I mean love to pray, something wrong with you. The flesh got you more than the spirit. The potentials of prayer are the potentials of being in his presence. He can say one word in his spirit, in his presence, one word shut all universes down. Shut your college degree down. One word. If you ever hear one word, you're going to shut everything else down. Yeah. Y'all sing like you're going to receive something. Go ahead, sing.